You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.
My name is Tom Gorup. I'm Vice President of Security and Support Operations at AlertLogic. I remember, I think it was 13 or 14 when I built my first website. That's really where it all started, where that interest began. Thinking about communicating with people on the other side of the world in milliseconds. So the internet in and of itself and how it worked was fascinating to me. And I joined the Army shortly after high school with a different profession. I actually went to work on computers, to do a computer-related role in the Army, and ended up with an infantry position. So I wouldn't say I lost interest. It was always there. I always continued to dabble in different types of technology and just play with things. But my career, the focus at the time was infantry. So it was a grunt, the best way to say it. I was learning a lot more of leadership fundamentals in the military, learning how to lead a team, to train a team. And as I was going through that process, I remember in Afghanistan, reading the CCNA study guide in my bunk, right? There was no lab for me to test these things out on, no actual hands-on keyboard activities I could be doing. So just laying in the bunk, reading. I remember reading the first three or four chapters probably two or three times because I didn't understand any of it. And I finally got to the security section and I was like, this makes sense. I can take tactics that I've learned in the military and apply them to a computer network. The difference is I'm not using machine guns and claymores, I'm using antivirus and firewalls. Once I got out of the military, I started going to school and trying to find where that passion sat and dabbling in different things. And I realized, I need more experience. So I was seeking internship opportunities. So a lot of late nights, I remember staying up 3-4 o'clock in the morning, trying to figure out how to do different types of attacks and seeing what those attacks look like on the wire and how to take advantage. Work ethic is an important aspect, I think, of the security industry. If you want to be in security, it's not just the 9-to-5, punch in, punch out type position. If it weren't for the front end hard work, I wouldn't have had the opportunities that I had after that. I built a security automation solution I called the Grunt, where we automated firewall blocks. It was fairly basic in that sense, but I was able to integrate that into 6 or 7 different firewalls, automating a lot of work for our analysts, and also driving us into that MDR market, which was super early on. Over time, I moved into director and co-founder of Rook Security because the SOC really didn't exist until before I got there. And Rook's, it was originally Rook Consulting. We moved to Rook Security because our SOC had grown to be such a large player in our business. So from there, and then Rook Security sold to Sophos, and I came over to AlertLogic as Vice President of Security and Support Operations here. It's a lot more strategic thinking, which You know, again, coming from the military background allows me to draw from when, you know, we did battle planning. It all comes back to is communication, right? How do we communicate the commander's intent and bring that down into down to the soldiers? So in this case, you know, I kind of have that commander position, and how do I enable my team to execute against the higher level vision, and how do I communicate that across different teams within Alert Logic? So it shifted to a lot more communication and working well with others, and that's all been building blocks leading up to where I'm at now. The things that I've learned were because of the experiences that I've had. I think failure is a good thing. We shouldn't shy away from failure. And failure is just another opportunity to learn. And you need to have that mindset, especially if you're going to a new career or doing something that you've never done before. Fail fast and fail forward.
And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.